Hi, friends, and welcome to the Root and Rise podcast. My name is Brianne, and with each episode, I intend to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we are talking about three reasons to elope, and a bonus six things to consider before making that decision. But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence and I'm really excited to help you root and rise. Have you ever considered eloping? Eloping may not be the most traditional way to get married, but for my husband and I, it was the perfect way to get married. Considering that we're living in the time of a global pandemic, eloping might be a reality for many engaged couples right now. So what are the reasons to elope and what should you consider beforehand? When discussing marriage, I remember calling my husband, or fiancé at the time, and telling him how stressed I had become thinking about all of the details that needed to be planned, and how I didn't really want to go through with that. It was distracting for me. I wanted to plan a marriage and not just a wedding. We felt that our energy would be best spent on building a solid foundation for our marriage in this transition than to just plan a party. If you're interested in hearing how we planned for our marriage, head over to rootandriseblog.com or keep an eye out for a future episode on that topic. Now, let's dive into the three reasons to elope and six things to consider before making that decision. Reason number one, it's a more intimate and personal experience. My husband and I can tend to be pretty closed off and feel anxious with a lot of attention, but eloping allowed us to be entirely present, which meant that I can still remember each moment and feel each word as we spoke. There's no audience to feel very aware of during one of your most personal moments. Yes, the people that you would be inviting to your wedding are ideally people you are very close to, but they are still sets of eyes that may be putting pressure on you during your ceremony. You might be worried about messing up your vows, or embarrassed if you start crying, or you might be more concerned about timing. With just us and a few close friends, we were able to take our time, cry our tears, and even had some unexpected guests. Within minutes of beginning our ceremony, we were surrounded by an entire herd of deer. They were so close that I could hear their hooves as they walked up and could even hear their breathing. If we had had an audience, there is no way these deer would have joined us for our ceremony. And since there was no pressure to stay on schedule, I was able to spontaneously stop and tell the Native American story in medicine for deer, which is gentleness. We were able to take our time with photos and celebrating afterwards as well. Reason number two, minimal ceremony planning. The details to plan were minimal, which meant less stress. I bought a dress, found a public park on top of a mountain, and took a fun day trip to scout the area with friends. We asked those same friends to be the officiant and photographers to keep the ceremony a little more personal. Caitlin, the officiant, and I found a castle online that my husband and I rented for the night before to allow us to be closer to the mountain for a sunrise ceremony. And that was pretty much it for planning. Which brings us to reason number three, saves money. We saved so much money. I cannot emphasize this enough. The Knot estimates that the national average cost of a wedding is $33,900. That's including the cost of the engagement ring, but not honeymoon expenses. But after eloping, we had no debt from our wedding. There were no venue fees, catering, bar charges, or event rentals. Because of this, we were able to pay for everything as we went along. I bought my wedding dress from Lulu's that my dear friend Teresa altered for me as a gift. We booked flights in the Airbnb castle. I also did my best to cover everything possible for the friends who were stepping in for photography and officiating. Our marriage started out without any added debt. Doing this allows you to spend your money on a home, moving, a honeymoon, your upcoming baby, or just to add to your savings. Personally, we spent our money on moving my dog, myself, and four suitcases across an ocean to live with my husband in our new apartment. I cannot express enough just how wonderful it felt to not start our marriage out with a large debt. It set us up for financial success as we added a new member to our family a year later. So now that we've covered the three reasons to elope, let's talk about the six things to consider before eloping. The first thing is personal views. What does your wedding day look like to you? This can change. I've had friends who have wanted big weddings, but chose not to once the time came. I personally never envisioned a big wedding for myself. I was just never a person who spent any time fantasizing about a wedding. And how does your partner view weddings? This day is about both of you joining together. Make sure both of your needs are joined in on this one day. I made sure to ask my husband about his views of a wedding. I wanted to know if he had any vision for what it looked like, what it meant for him to elope alone, and if he could be happy with that. The second thing to consider, location. Where are you getting married? What are their marriage license process and requirements? Are you able to have an officiant that you know be ordained online or not? And can you receive your license in the proper amount of time? In Washington State, they have a 3-day waiting period, and the license is valid for 60 days. Because our relationship was long distance, my husband flew during that 60 days before our ceremony to apply for the marriage license, and then he came back the day before we left for the mountains to elope. And if you plan on getting married outside of the United States, will this marriage license be valid when you return? How many witnesses do you need? You also need to research whether or not you need a permit if it is an outside ceremony and you're planning on having a small group. And the third thing to consider is traditional elements. Are there any elements of a traditional wedding that are important for you to keep? You can pick and choose these elements that are meaningful to you, from the types of wedding vows to whether or not you want cake or photos. Caitlin, who officiated the ceremony, helped to keep some of the traditions alive for us. She baked us the most delicious cake, which I will link on my blog, and blindfolded my husband so he couldn't see me as we drove up the mountain. And our friends and photographers, Breck and Keaton, made sure to take engagement photos the night before because we hadn't had any done. In the theme of traditional elements, what memories do you want to create? Do you want to start any traditions? Another thing you might have to consider is, will you still get engaged? This might not always be necessary. And do you still want a honeymoon? My husband and I chose to get engaged, but skipped the honeymoon. Our honeymoon was me moving to Hawaii to finally be together after a long-distance relationship. My roommate and friend Bethany did gift us a night at a very fancy hotel as a mini-moon, and that was a really nice way to celebrate. The fourth thing to consider, budget. How much are you willing to spend? Discussing a budget for any major decision involving finances is always a good idea. Consideration number 5 is a celebration. Are you going to have a reception afterward to celebrate? We chose to have our immediate family come to Seattle for a few days after we were married to celebrate with us over the weekend. And last but not least, consideration number 6, attendance. Do you want to be completely alone for the ceremony or have just a small group of people? And if so, how many people do you want? What are you going to do if others are hurt and want to be included? Do you know what you're going to say to them? Is there anything that you can say or do to try to prevent their hurt feelings? I tried really hard to be intentional. Tell them that I cared about them and I'm involving them in XYZ, which was a secret, a reception, or whatever it is that feels right for you. Who do you want to tell? And when do you want to tell? Which brings me to the only problem that we ran into. We did hurt some feelings choosing to not have anyone involved. We chose to not involve anyone because of the experience that we wished to have with it being just us. We held the belief that we would be hurting everyone's feelings equally, instead of trying to pick and choose who to invite and hurting some people more than others. When we were entertaining inviting people, it was too hard to keep the numbers down. We wanted our parents and siblings, and then of course our grandparents. But then what about the people we loved who lived near the Olympic Mountains? What about the family that we were extra close with? Maybe we could just invite one friend each, but then how can you choose just one? It became a much larger group than we intended. So we decided to go with our original plan, to elope alone, and decided to have a close family get-together afterward to include them in the celebration. For our family and closest friends, we included them by letting them in on our secret and made sure to send out photos from the day and let people know how it went, especially before posting anything on social media. But despite all of our efforts to let our loved ones know how much we wanted to include them, I still lost a best friend in the process, which makes it really important to talk about how to handle someone who doesn't support your decision. You can try and explain it to them first. Let them know that this decision has nothing to do with them, and it is not a reflection of your feelings towards them. They may have pictured a wedding for you, but a wedding isn't for everybody. My dream marriage began on top of a mountain, surrounded by deer, with just my husband and I. But if they offer to fly in anyway or ask to be the officiant, it can be difficult to keep setting those boundaries. It's important to keep reminding them that this decision has nothing to do with them. It is all about you and your happiness on this special day. And if they can't support your happiness, that is their loss, and it shows their true intentions. I ended up losing a best friend because she wanted to be a part of a wedding that never happened. She couldn't accept my decision, and when I look back on it, I honestly have no regrets. I am sad to have lost someone that I was close to. However, I still would not change a single thing about that day. It was absolutely perfect. In the end, the old saying, "Those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter," rings incredibly true. But don't let this scare you. There are so many reasons to elope. When making this decision, look deep into your heart and decide what is right for you. Be sure to discuss openly with your partner, as their opinion is just as important. My husband and I were both 1,000% on board for it, and that made it easy to decide. Also, enjoy this secret, whether it's a big secret or include some others. I loved it when my husband and I had this little secret to ourselves. No one was able to give us opinions because we didn't need them. We knew what was best for us, and it was so relieving to just make that decision without much judgment, apart from that one friend. Everyone has an opinion. Do what makes you happy. It's not about them. It's about you and your partner and what you both want for your special day. Make the day what you want. Get married on a mountain, a beach, in Ireland, or where your first kiss took place. Or get married at the courthouse. Do you. This is your big day, and all that matters is how you want to look back on it. Hire someone you know to officiate, or don't. Have photographers, or not. There is no right or wrong way to do it, just your way. Well, friend, you just heard my take on eloping. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. What are your reasons to elope? And what other things have you considered before deciding to do so? Thank you for tuning in to the Root and Rise podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. I love hearing from you. So please follow me on Instagram at Root and Rise Podcast, and be sure to send your comments, questions, or just reach out to say hello. I love making new friends. If you would like to review notes on today's episode, head over to rootandriseblog.com. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today, or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.